The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for over 30 years.
So the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast, I've kept the levels down early because I was told last week in no uncertain terms that the FBI and the KGB and MI5 would be onto me if the levels were too high early. So we don't want to over race, I think, is the thoroughbred term. So just all under lock and key early, and we'll build up to an extraordinary crescendo for this Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast. It's Ben Casnelia with you. I'm joined, as I am each and every week, by Tom King, who was doing some cleaning out when I turned up of an office that, fair dinkum, there was more old records there. It was a bit like a sort of an old, you know, one of those record shops you'd see in Tassie that sells the old vinyl from 1987. But these were more your records in terms of footy records. Kingy, you've got a good stash there.
Yeah, hoarded. How are you, Benny?
Good.
Good to be back. Thanks to Kerr's Hire for their support.
Oh,
always.
Jace.
Jared.
Jared.
It's funny you say that because having lived in Albury, there was a bloke called Jason Kerr who was a very good local footballer up there. And it actually, when you say it, the name doesn't sort of resonate. No, hang on, you've got the name wrong, but no, I'm on you, Jared.
Jared. I don't know why I keep calling you. I think you should be a Jace. Jason. He sounds like a Jace.
So the Cats were good in the end.
Yeah, they were good.
Did we make too much of the Tom Hawkins decision? The umpire got it wrong. He gave him a shove.
Yeah, he did give him the good old-fashioned shove. We'd love him better than a shove. Did that decide the game?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Did you Geelong deserve to win? Yeah, probably.
Geelong with a better team.
I mean, yeah, I thought they were.
They had 10 more scoring shots.
Not by a length of Flemington Strait, but no. They were
a three-goal better team.
Yeah, so I think they deserve. I don't think, let's put it this way, I don't think Brisbane were robbed.
No.
So they won't like coming down here, Brisbane.
No.
Every time they come down, they get a dodgy umpiring decision.
Mark Bledsoe last year, Tom Hawkins this year. But Brad Close is still waiting for the free kick that he should have got when he got absolutely buried in the back either side of the Hawkins.
No, look, I think the Cats were deserved winners. It was a good game, plenty of pressure. And the Cats were, you know, found a way, especially without Tom Stewart, who's, you know, arguably their most important player, given the role he plays and the way he plays it. So, no, it was a good performance. We keep waiting. And no Selwood, obviously. Mm. It was an interesting decision to leave him out. You can only think that he definitely has an injury, given they had 10 days into this week.
Moved fine. They were training on Monday. They had open training.
Yeah, it seems a bit weird. Anyway, maybe they're just really cautious. It was a strange game to drop him out of.
Yeah.
You would have thought he'd play this week and then miss North.
North, six-day break.
Yeah, that would have been there. I would have thought. But anyway, they know better than it worked out because they won. So winning, everything, Kingy, that's called genuity. Winning papers over everything.
Cures all ills.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
But
I don't think...
It hides a multitude of sins.
Outside of Melbourne, though, there isn't a standout in the competition. Everybody else, I think, you could put a blanket over maybe 8 or 9 clubs.
I think Brisbane are pretty good.
Yeah, but they're not a standout. Melbourne are the standout.
Yeah, at the moment they are.
And Geelong are in that group.
Do you think Melbourne are going on a dynasty?
They're going to be good for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Petrarca and Oliver are next level.
Yeah. Yeah. And they've got nobody really dropping off out of that team in a hurry, are they?
No, not really. Not, no. Not that it's super important.
No.
Not that they can't cover.
This is a tripwire on Monday. Geelong will go in as favourite and comfortable favourite.
Yeah, this is the game they lose.
But this is the one where if you don't show up, and that's the same as any AFL game. But
100%. Look at Gold Coast Carlton. Could get out of their own way.
Look at Collingwood, West Coast. Mm. You know, Collingwood beat a waffle team.
I keep saying this, King, every year. It sounds like a broken record. But the whole concept that you look at the ladder and think that, you know, the fourth team has to thrash the 13th team doesn't happen. It happens in local footy.
Yeah, not here.
Not in the AFL. No. If you're off...
You'll get the occasional, you know, 15, 16 goal margin maybe later in the year when you've got a team that has just been spent.
And I think if you're playing, let's say, if it was a final... Or a, you know, in a different stage of the year, the better team is probably more likely to beat the lesser team, particularly the team that has lesser talent and is further down the ladder. But when you're in the hustle and bustle and the ebb and flow of a home and away season, you're not up every week. You just can't. Melbourne will lose a game. They'll lose a few games probably.
Yeah.
And someone's, oh, they're in trouble. They lost one game, but they won the previous 10. No, they're not in trouble.
They'll finish probably. It's a very rare a team goes 20-2, 21-1. The Cats went 21-1 in 08. But winning 20 games in a home and away season, that is very tough to do. Your minor premier usually is finishing probably 18-4, even 17-5.
Yeah.
Because you can't stay up. And the other thing we too...
No, you can't.
The other thing you've got to factor in, Benny, you're an idiot. And I'm keeping this in because you are dead set an imbecile. I have to go and edit this at the end. And I'm going to leave stuff in just to show you up for the idiot that you can be. Here's the bloke that walked in and said, we have to be snappy. I've got things to do. I've got to be somewhere. But then he just wants to bring in the innuendo. And I want to talk footy and be serious and make sure our sponsor gets well looked after. And Benny just wants... And this podcast, by the way, was Benny's idea about 4 years ago.
Yeah, no, it's taken off, hasn't it? No, it's, I love innuendo.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a...
I specialise in it.
I did a diploma
from the Gordon Tafe in innuendo.
Can we move on and talk footy? Because I want to talk about Sam De Koning.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he? Yeah, like him. Really like him. He do you know what I like, Tom?
What do you like, Ben?
I like
other
the
than
fact,
being an idiot.
Yeah, I like the fact that he seems to, for whatever reason, and it's probably it's an intangible in footy, that he seems to have a little bit of space. He finds space, and I mean space and time. And I know it's his sample size of games is what, 5? 1 last year and 4 this year. Three this year, so
four games.
But he just has an ability, sometimes at ground level, to pick the ball up and he just has that, finds a way to have a bit of extra time. Now, Pendlebury's a master at it. He's not a quick player, Pendlebury, but he somehow, Paul Couch used to be very good at it. There's some certain players that just have an ability, and I don't know, it's probably, you can't explain it, but there's been a few passages in his games this year, and I'm only talking one or two passages a game, where he gets the ball at ground level and he's able just to find time and dish off a nice handball, and it's a skill to do that. You can't teach that, and I don't know what it is about other players around him, but he's and even, I know he probably, people will say he should have punched the ball from behind, but he took a nice mark from behind deep in defence.
Yep.
So he plays with a little bit of confidence, and he's going to get his pants pulled down at some point. You just got to keep riding. He's got to keep riding with him.
He's going to run into a Mackay or a Brown.
Because I was thinking about this Kingy one night when I was up, and everything had run out, and everything, right? We don't have anyone else other than him as a young defender.
No,
do we? We've got Donuts.
No,
it's De Koning, and then we need to draft a key defender in this draft.
Correct,
100%.
Unless Shannon Neal potentially finds him.
Well, he seems to be playing up forward.
Yeah, he does. But whether he might find his way down back at some stage, I'm not sure what the plans are completely for him.
And he's singing "Come on, Chameleon." Come a chameleon. What is it? Come on, Eileen, or come a chameleon?
No, come a chameleon. Yeah, chameleon was Boy George.
Boy George, and come Eileen was who was that?
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Oh, the old Midnight Runners.
You're talking about, what about me? Shannon Knoll. Can we talk about De Koning?
Yes.
And there was just, you talk about that mark he took at the Foo Fighters end of the ground, but he took a really strong mark in a pack in, I think, the first quarter.
He did, yeah.
And, you watch the replay back and his eyes never left the footy. He didn't care what was going on around him. He just said, I'm marking this.
Mm.
And you can't, as you said about the space thing and the time thing, you can't teach that to a fourth game. You've either got it or you don't. And so if he's got that now, I think we're going to see a really good career.
Yeah, I think we are too. And I've said this before, that you see little snapshots of players and they're going to have their struggles early on and they're not going to dominate. They're not all those things. But you just see little snapshots of things, of players, and you think, that kid's got a real future.
And I think you can put him and play him as often as you can because of the defence around him. So with Stewart, Henry, Blitzarves, Buse, Tui back there, Collajasny, he's got that experience around him. They've all got 100-plus games, 130-plus games other than Henry.
No, I agree. And he's been in the system 3 years now, so he's physically probably capable. I mean, I'd say they give him a rest one or two games.
Yep.
You don't want to absolutely flog him, but he's hopefully can get to the end of this year and play 18 to 20 games.
Yep.
That'd be fantastic.
Oh, it'd be great.
Because they've got nothing else.
And if he gets a couple of finals under his belt as well, that's further aiding his development. Now, I really like him. I think the Cats are on a real winner there.
Yeah, I think they're on a winner too there, Kingy. Yep. A winner.
Brandon Parfitt plays game 100 on Monday.
Yeah. How would you sum up his 100?
Inconsistent's probably not the right word. He's building.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, he now needs to become somebody that really takes, especially with Selwood's input in the midfield diminishing, and Dangerfield's about to probably fall off, you know, in the next year or so. But there's not much else around him. He's going to be the leader of that midfield eventually, because you'll have Stevens and Nevitt and White.
Is he capable of that?
Not sure.
The jury's out on that. Next. I think he can be a serviceable player. He hasn't. I always thought he was going to be a really, like, potentially a frontline midfielder.
Yep.
I'm not saying he's not going to get there, but right now I'd say the jury is out as to whether he could. If he's your leader of your midfield, let's put it this way, as it is right now, if you're asking him to lead the midfield, yeah, I think you're probably in trouble.
Yeah.
But he could, who knows, from game 120 to 180, 200, he might, because he's got the tools there. It just doesn't do it enough.
Yep. What else did you like from last week?
What else did I like? Well,
the 26.
Yeah, well, he was good, wasn't he? He's
33. He's 34 in July. Oh, yeah. And is he leading the Coleman, or is he a goal behind?
No, he's right up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I reckon Jeremy Cameron will win the Coleman.
Yeah.
He only kicked one last week, which is a little disappointing. I may have dropped some Bugs Bunny on old Jezza.
So you're speaking through your wallet?
No, I never speak through my wallet, Tom, ever. You know I'm a hardened punter. We never speak through our wallets on any occasion. No, look, Hawkins is unbelievable. Dead set unbelievable Bobby Davis sort of style. Like, I mean, but he's a winner. This is what used to shit me off. Can you believe to say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just did. Well, don't take that out. People, he was a whipping boy of Geelong supporters, Tom Hawkins.
For the first 4 years.
Well, no, even of more recent times. Oh. People who just think he's going to kick six goals every when he didn't, and then don't kick it to him. He's been a whipping boy. I'm prepared to say, from a section of the Geelong fraternity, he's been a whipping boy. And it was just used to stagger me. Anyway, he's a gun, and he's a good fella. And, yeah, I mean, the way he's going, look, let's put it this way. I think the way it's going with him, I think it would be more of a mental thing than a physical thing in terms of when he calls times. Yeah. At that age, you're only one bad injury away from, you know, things changing. But I think if he's enjoying his footy, I'd be staggered if he stays physically fit, which he, you know, he doesn't miss. He doesn't miss too often.
No, he's played 50 consecutive.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. But throw in all the zillion pre-season games that he's played and that a lot of the older blokes didn't play in.
And the other thing is too, the travel Geelong have done over the last 2.5 years, like, it, you know, big bloke into an airplane, you know, on constant occasions.
He obviously looks after himself, and he's got that build that holds him in pretty good stead. He's sturdy. It's a good word, isn't it?
Sturdy.
He's sturdy. He's very sturdy. But I'd say minimum of 2 more years for Tom Hawkins.
Yep.
Particularly while Jeremy Cameron's still in his wheelhouse of his best footy.
If they didn't have Cameron, do you reckon he might?
Oh, if he didn't have Cameron, and I think the sooner he thinks potentially that the Cats are going in a different direction with their list, and I don't know when that is, but that's going to have to, you'd think, come at some point. He might think, you know what, I've done enough here. I don't know if I want to be just here in a team that's going to sort of be rebuilding. Like, he might, the other thing, he might say, I'll absolutely love that, hanging out with the kids. So I don't know.
Yep.
But he's been fantastic for the Cats.
Yeah. All right, let's have a look at some questions, Benny, from Big Footy, firstly. Howler, 41. Good win considering big out of Stuart Late and the skipper. I think the ruck strategy works well, but I'd make it a horses for courses policy. Games where the opposition runs one ruck, we should do the same. This does not bode well for Asava, but 6 weeks in the VFL in a specific role could do him good. Also, since he's been out, we've structured and functioned better. I won't disagree with that. I still am adamant, if Asava Radigalea doesn't get hurt, Geelong don't beat Collingwood.
So you think he's out?
Well, he didn't play last week.
Yeah, but you reckon he should be out?
Not permanently, but right now, I'm just not sure.
There's no spot.
What value? Yeah, and what value is he adding?
He's a spare appendage.
Yeah.
Would that stay in last week?
No. What value is he adding?
We're keeping that one in. No, I said appendage.
Yeah.
He is a spare appendage.
What value is he adding?
What's he adding?
Yeah, footy-wise.
Well, he has a crack when he goes into the ruck, but he's not capable of sustaining it. So he is physical. He likes the physical contact. It's just no spot for him. You name me one other team that's playing three forwards that are 196 centimetres plus.
Brisbane's not far away from that when Hipwood's in the side, but that's about it. How tall's McStay?
He's 194, 195 probably.
So that's as close as you're going to get. Danaher, Hipwood and McStay in the same forward line. Yeah. But outside of that,
No one. There's just no spot for him, unfortunately, and this is, you know, he's not going to get in above Cameron or Hawkins, and Yeah, I don't know. It's hard. It's very, very hard when you're trying to play a develop a player who needs plenty of development. It's not all natural to him, and you're asking him to play in a position where part of his role is to stay out of the way of the other blokes.
Really excited by the form of Gary Dempsey, so Ollie Dempsey, and Shannon Neal is certainly saying, what about me,
with
four goals?
Who's that from?
This is from Howler 41. Cooper Stevens keeps putting his name in front of selectors. Surely the round six North Melbourne fixture, he gets the chance. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how they're thinking. So the VFL, as we record this, we're playing, this is Thursday afternoon, they're playing Thursday night. Zach Guthrie, I think, is the only AFL-listed player, and Francis Evans might be the other with AFL experience. The rest are kids that are uncapped at this stage. Stevens, again, got one.
Any of the kids come back in that didn't play last week?
No, I think they all played. So Nevitt White.
What's old Hudson Conway doing?
No, he's still working his way back from a hip issue. They're not rushing him. They're not in a hurry with him, so which is no surprise.
How bad is it?
The hip?
Yeah.
No, he's running. Yeah.
So they're just trying to build him up.
It's very conservative.
Yeah, conservative.
So round six against North Melbourne will be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what the Cats do at selection. So the team will come out Thursday night. Sam Menegola was due
tonight.
Back.
Tonight? Yeah. Anyway, the makeup of the team, they've got a pretty reasonably injury-free list of the guys who are senior players.
Yeah.
AFL senior
players. Menegola is probably the only.
Yeah, I don't
think there's a spot for him.
Do you reckon where's he go?
Does he go back under his wing?
Who's he push out?
Depends on how they shuffle up. Does Dalhouse keep his spot, although he's played some right footy the last five quarters?
Mm-hmm.
Can they exist with Dalhouse, Myers and Stengel in the same team?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, so one of
who
those.
Who would you rather have? Who would you be out of those three?
I'd take Stengel and Myers.
In?
Yep.
And you'd be the big Dalhouse out.
Dalhouse would be unfortunately the one squeezed. Right. But they're not going to play, as we know, they're not playing the same 22 every week. So it's all going to be all different. Go Cats. Great win on Friday night. Seems like every week Sav is the predominant topic discussed on the pod. Have either of you heard or seen of Sav dominating VFL games? Having not watched much VFL, I feel like he's been picked purely based on potential. Yeah, he's never gone absolutely gangbusters and torn a VFL game to shreds.
Is this Sav?
Yeah. We'd love to see him to go back and have two or three dominant games, a la Tom Hawkins style between 07 and 09 before being considered again. It's not a bad suggestion, but I think there's still... he thinks he's a ruck, but we've had this discussion numerous times about whether he's got the tank to be able to ruck all day.
Well, could he build one? I mean, some people just aren't genetically built like that. Anthony Rocker wasn't.
No.
Some guys just don't have the capacity to run like that. But it's something that can be certainly built on. If you're diligent enough, you can work on it. I would quite like him in the ruck. If he was to get a big tank, I think he's a physical ruckman, which he gets away with not being the tallest ruckman. Mm. He can take a mark around the ground. His skills are not bad.
Yeah, they're pretty sound. Yeah, he's pretty
I'd see if they were going to develop him anywhere, I'd like to see them developing him in a ruck because right now that's the greatest need. But... because Reece Stanley played it right last week. Who knows what he'll serve up this week?
Rotating players out for a rest. Four changes to the side from last week. Zero debuts. When do we just start sitting protest on Cooper Stevens' behalf? Chris Scott's been adamant that they just haven't had enough footy in him over the last 2 years. They're trying to build a body of work. He will... I guarantee you, unless he gets hurt, Cooper Stevens will play before the bye. He will play in the next month.
He'll play when he's ready, and I think... what's probably not helping his cause is that the Cats are winning.
Mm.
Had they been losing, then, fans
if
would
they
be...
were one, if they were 1-3, not 3-1.
Yeah, there'd be fans would be up in arms saying, well, let's get this kid in. But they're winning. So it's hard to change a winning formula. And he has a lot of senior players. I'd love to see him get in a game, don't get me wrong. But it's pretty hard to start just gifting kids. This is the thing. I've said this, Geelong are in... think they're very relevant for the premiership, and on what we've seen first four games, maybe they are. I don't think that they're winning the flag this year, but I've always said they'll play finals. Got too much talent to miss the finals, so they'll be thereabouts. They think they're winning it, so they're playing these kids. They're not just going to gift a kid a game when you think you're a premiership chance for fun because you're developing. That's a footy club, but Hawthorn are probably doing that. North Melbourne are doing that. There's other teams down the bottom are doing that. Geelong aren't doing that. So, and the other thing too is that it gives the kid a chance to find his feet at VFL level, build himself up, find some confidence. I don't mind that he isn't getting a game. I'm pretty sure that he will. He He may not play many, but I just think when you're winning, you really can't argue.
Is Stanley...
Did I just defend the coach there, didn't
you
I?
Did. Yeah. Stanley Blitz far away, the best ruck combo we have. Have we known this since 2020? If so, why haven't we sought out a key position defender to get Blitz back onto the wing? Well, I think the deconing evolution is going to help Blitz play further up the ground, although you're very much been a... argued against Mark Blitzar's playing.
Yeah, I've always thought his best position is in defence. It's where he's played his best footy.
With his footy, yeah. So,
and I would be a little concerned if you're asking DeConning to play on some of the big name players in bigger games. I think that's where you need Blitzar's, and that's what helps make DeConning better, because you've got an experienced player who can take the best player. I'd be a little concerned in what is basically a first year senior player being asked to be your key number one defender. I don't know if that's going to work, particularly in big games. And then I think you need Blitzars having the continuity of playing in defence and playing on these guys rather than playing all over the place and then being asked to play that role sort of, off the cuff. Because when he's asked to play it, they're not asking him to go down and stand on, bloody Scott Simpson. They're asking him to go and play on Tom Lynch or, Joe Danaher or bloody... Josh Kennedy.
Charlie Dixon.
Yeah, so they're getting him to play on the really elite players, not the bunnies. So that's when you want to have your
Harry Mackay.
You want to have your focus sharpened, yeah. Tom.
Fox Dog 50.
Is that an O?
Fox Dog 50. I have to say, I finally got the old Beijing bark. So I've been at home the past 5 days, been searching and listening to other cats' podcasts. This is the best one, hands down. Thank you, Fox Dog 50. Sam Simpson, any inside word on how bad his concussion injury is? It's lingered, but he's back running. So that's a good sign. So he's starting to make some progress, but it has been a tough few weeks for him.
Yeah. Good on him.
Yes. We could be 7 odd weeks away, but this year's mid-season draft, if you're going to pick a player or position to bring in, who or what position would it be? Benny, I think we're unanimous on this.
Who's that?
We need a key defender.
Yeah, at the draft.
Yeah, mid-season draft.
Well, yeah, but what are they going to get? It's like when you go to Aldi and you've got a list of 7 things you want and it's headed by, broccoli, sausages, but... You end up and you come out and you've bought an appliance for the garden. they're going to get one of these guys out of the bin that's flashing red for the $2. I mean, what are you going to get in the mid-season draft?
No, I'm not sure.
They've got a draft one, but the problem is that they're going to be drafting late again. So, when I say late, they're not going to have a pick in at the curly end of the draft.
Well, the mid-season, be interesting to see how many clubs are actually in it.
Well, if they can find themselves a key defender... I reckon that the earlier they can get them in and develop them,
yeah.
I think is better. But if there's not one there's no point in just, shooting your spud gun into the air. You might as well aim at something.
Good win Friday night. Won't ask about the 145 time slots coming up. Seems a touchy subject for some. I get what you're talking about, King. He made sense to me. So I've been absolutely pulled apart on Twitter because I put a text up saying Cats are going to play 3 out of their 5 games at home at 145 on a Saturday afternoon. And I suggested it wasn't ideal for local footy clubs who were trying to make a dollar.
Yeah, which is fair enough.
Going head to head. Wow, didn't they come at me?
Boy.
It was pitchforks and torches at 50 paces towards Tom King.
Why?
Oh, no. And they barracked for Richmond, Hawthorn, Collingwood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. And saying boo-hoo. Now, here, idiots, and I don't get very harsh, but to the idiots that wanted to have a crack, basically what it was is we've got local footy clubs. We've got 34 of them in our region. Going up against the Cats, and they're not just footy clubs. They're netball club, football and netball clubs.
Yeah.
They have lots of participants. Those clubs against the gate of the Cats struggle. Now, people say, it used to happen all the time. Yeah, it did. But local footy clubs back then, it's changed. It was the turnover they needed was minimal to be able to exist. Players paid to play back then, in those days of Geelong being at home every second week.
Yeah.
It's different now. And so I was just saying, gee, it's a bit harsh on local footy clubs.
Oh, 100% it is.
And, oh, wow, jeez.
Yeah, but there's always bozos out there that,
Guess what?
Haven't got quite the head screwed onto the neck then it's sort of just a bit loose. You know, you know when you always got to tighten a fitting?
Yeah.
You always get the bozo that's sort of still a bit loose.
Loose, yeah. Well, I was just sticking up for local sporting clubs. Everybody knows I've got a passion for the Geelong region.
And in terms of local sporting clubs would be right behind you, I would have thought.
I would have thought too.
I would have thought, and they know that going into a season that they are going to be up against the gate every now and then, but not 5 weeks in a row.
No, 3-5. It's 3-5, so with Geelong at home. So Geelong are at home on the 30th, the 21st and the 28th. So it's 3-5 weeks, and it makes it hard. But anyway,
it does.
Nick Stevens does not seem to get the flashy notice, but he might be the dark horse of the VFL squad. I really like Nick Stevens. I think he's going to be a player. When a role opens up on a half-back flank...
Yeah, I haven't seen enough of him, but... Yeah.
No,
we'll have to wait and see, but there's no role opening him up for him this year, so he won't be playing.
No, that's all right. But a full VFL season...
It won't hurt him.
Won't hurt him.
No.
18, 20 games in the VFL...
But he's not young, though, is he?
He's only drafted 2020.
As an 18-year-old.
Yeah, 2020. He's only second year on the list.
Yeah, a full year in the...
Yeah, he was...
Just no spot
he
for
was
him
in Holmes. He was in Holmes and DeConing's draft.
Oh, yeah. The old Holmes and DeConing.
Yeah.
But he won't get... I don't think he'd get a game this year unless they put him in for...
I think he can play. Mr. Catman, I think Friday night showed a change in our midfield mix. Less danger and Sell appears to make us more even. Do you think the coaches will continue to push the younger guys or revert? Also, Blitz was great in the ruck role and appears to be our best ruck. What happens there? He needs to play back. He just can't. I would rather Stanley in the ruck and Blitzarves back than Blitzarves in the ruck.
You're just going to keep doing the same thing. As soon as Stanley struggles, they throw Blitzarves in and... You never know what you get from Stanley, and he played all right last week. Who knows what'll happen this week? Who knows what'll happen the week after? And then their fallback is to put their best defender in the ruck. Mm. So that's not going to stop. They're going to keep doing that.
Off the Twitter, Fergus Brown, I'm worried about the stability of my godfather's mental health if Myers isn't held accountable for backing out of contests with regularity. I wasn't sitting too far from the coach's box last week. Any insight into their unwavering faith? Good luck to Myers. Hope he can address it.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, I mean, that's a little harsh. I know the contest he's talking about. It was up the city end. That's not his go to be doing that. And I know people say, oh, you know, you're BFO, you've got to be doing that. Not every player has that capacity. That's not his strong suit. That's not what he's sort of asked to do. He's asked to clean up at ground level. And he's got such a tank that he can run between back and forward and try and link the two. And he's quite a creative player and he's quite clinical around goals. Running back with the flight of the ball into an oncoming pack and getting cleaned up is not his thing.
No.
And
we're at a point too now where the days of applauding blind courage are gone.
Well, Paddy Ryder got suspended for 2 weeks. That's frightening. I don't know where the game's going with that.
Yeah, but we're now actually talking about, you know, sometimes we've got to be smart because in the end it's only a game of football.
Yeah, I agree. And I just, some players are wired like that. Some players, that's the way they play. Now, you know, if he wasn't sort of tackling or he wasn't doing the physical side of the game that you can control, I'd say, yeah, okay, he needs to be. He's not a physical player. That's not his. And there's been a lot of players like that who are very good players. Steve Milne was probably one. When you see Stevie Milne flying into the pack, you know, with courage, never did it.
Didn't have to.
He kicked over 500 goals at ground level. Now, I'm not saying that Grime Myers is Stevie Milne, but some of these...
Didn't you come out and say Grime Myers? Yes, he kicked 500.
When do you see...
He's going to have to play 500 games to do that.
He will, if he keeps it out of trouble. That's what he's obviously planning on. That's why he's not running back with the pack.
Just for you. Marshall, serious question. Been a while since we've had a father-son pick. Anything on the horizon here? Didn't the 07 to 11 team have 30-odd sons? The next in line, and he wasn't in the 07 to 11 teams, but Oscar Riccardi is actually starting to just pique some interest with his form at NAB League level.
Skinny as a rake.
With the Falcons, yeah, but moves like the old man.
Yeah, and I know that. I've spoken to his old man about him. So, and a few times.
He's come on in the last 12 months.
Yeah, he's coming from a fair way back, though.
Yeah, he was coming from, but they raid him down at the Falcons.
Yep.
And he's been in their best players the first two games.
Yeah.
So, I suspect there won't be massive interest in Oscar Riccardi outside of Geelong. So, Geelong could actually let him potentially fall through to being Sam Simpson style. Oscar Riccardi looms as the next, but, you know, you do have Wojcicki, Mooney. Among names starting to into their teens. I know Jagger Mooney's a very handy cricketer, but I think he's still only 13 or 14. So you're still, they've had kids, but they were having those kids while they were playing, in that era. So they're still, you're looking at 2025 outside of Riccardi for being a potential. So, Oscar Riccardi might find himself potentially as a rookie draft pick.
Well, that'd be good.
Yeah.
And his old man was a guy.
Benny, anything else you want to talk about?
Not really, Tom. I haven't got anything else. I'm looking forward to Monday. What sort of crowd do you reckon they'll get?
It's a Hawthorn home game. 55.
Yeah, okay. 55.
55.
Be good to see a few Cat fans there, wouldn't there?
It would they be. It's travel middle really. Of school holidays, though.
Yeah, but there's not much on, is there?
That's what I mean. Middle of school holidays, not much on. That means,
But Pete, I suppose people are away, but
yeah.
Don't use that excuse.
No. All right, Benny.
Rightio. Good work.
Kerr's Hire, Geelong's official Wacker Neuson dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. KerrsHire.com.au.